Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison. You know that feeling when you're just supposed to be relaxing after a long day, but your brain goes straight to checking social media. Or maybe your phone feels like an extension of your hand, you barely even think about reaching for it. That, my friends, is the digital world tugging at us. And trust me, I've been there, done that, bought the overpriced coffee while scrolling on Instagram till 3 in the morning kind of thing. But today, we're tackling a question that's on everyone's mind. Is a real digital detox actually possible? Here's the truth, digital detoxing isn't about becoming some hermit living in a cave, although they sound pretty peaceful sometimes. It's about gaining control of your relationship with technology. Think of it like this. Technology is a powerful tool, right? Like a supercharged hammer. You can build something amazing with it or accidentally smash your thumb. The key is to know when to use it and when to put it down. Now, let's get into 5 key takeaways that will help you understand the whole digital detox thing better. 1. It's not about elimination. Firstly, let's bust a myth right now. Digital detox doesn't mean going cold turkey and deleting every app on your phone. That might work for some people, but honestly, it's not sustainable for most of us. Instead, think about setting boundaries. Maybe it's turning off notifications after 8 p.m. or designating specific times for checking social media rather than constantly refreshing throughout the day. You can still enjoy the benefits of technology, just on your terms. 2. Identify your triggers. Ever notice how you reach for your phone when you're bored, stressed, or even happy? Yeah, me too. We all have those triggers that send us running to our devices. So take some time to figure out what yours are. Once you know them, you can start to develop coping mechanisms that don't involve scrolling. A quick walk, calling a friend, reading a book, these simple things can make a world of difference. 3. Reconnect with your senses. Remember the feeling of sunlight on your skin, the smell of freshly baked bread, the sound of laughter around you. Technology can sometimes drown out those beautiful sensory experiences. So, take a moment to really feel the world around you. Go for a walk in nature, listen to music without headphones, savour a delicious meal. It's amazing how much richer life becomes when we engage with our senses fully. 4. Embrace boredom. Hear me out on this one. Boredom can be your best friend. When we're constantly bombarded with stimulation, it becomes harder to focus, be creative, and even just relax. So, try giving yourself permission to be bored. Let your mind wander, daydream, or simply do nothing for a while. You might be surprised by what comes up. Practice mindfulness. This is a big one. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, without judgment. When you're constantly checking your phone, it's hard to truly be in the here and now. Try incorporating mindfulness techniques into your daily routine. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. Now, let me tell you a story that I think really captures this whole digital detox thing. I was on vacation last year in a beautiful little town nestled in the mountains. There was no internet, no cell service, just stunning scenery and the sound of birds singing. At first, it was kind of weird. I felt like part of me was missing something. But then, something amazing happened. I started to truly appreciate the moment. I spent my days hiking, reading books by the fireplace, and having deep conversations with the people around me. It was a digital detox that completely transformed my perspective. So, remember, it's not about becoming a tech-averse hermit, it's about finding balance and reclaiming your time. Here are your key takeaways. Digital detoxing is about setting boundaries, identifying triggers, reconnecting with your senses, embracing boredom, and practicing mindfulness. It's about regaining control over your relationship with technology so that it serves you, not the other way around. Ready to take action? I challenge you this week to try one thing from this episode. Maybe it's turning off notifications for an hour each day or going for a mindful walk in nature. Share your experiences with me on social media, use #digitaldetoxjourney, and let's inspire each other. Remember, we're all in this together and every small step counts. Until next time, keep those phones at bay and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.